studs, you suck, man.
Let's dance, let's party, let's boogie.
It's Friday, Friday.
That was the line of the show. Big Cat Williams was terrific, as always. We thank him for joining us today, as well as our other guests, Joe Ostrowski, Kevin Fishbane, and Adam Hoag. Thanks to the aforementioned studs, even though he sucks, for putting together the solid wall of sound. Layla was here today in for Marshall Harris. So we thank Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Connor O'Donnell, Brandon Fryer, Rich Wyatt, the entire staff of our production side. I think I saw Ashley Fields here. Mitch Rosen. Let's not forget Sparky Pfeiffer and all the fine folks at 105.7 The Fan for being a part of things. Shane Reardon has been producing both shows today, helping out, doing everything that he does. And thanks to everybody who said hi, and so many familiar faces.
Bears.
So nice to see everybody here. Sorry we didn't have time to take pictures with everybody, but thank you for coming out.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, so many people. And Keith from Shorewood gave me a bunch of good and plenty. There's wine. There's Kringles.
We have left with riches. We have riches.
This is wonderful. Now it is their turn, the afternoon show, Spiegel and Holmes. Hello, boys.
It is so good to be out. It's so good to be hanging and saying hello to people and seeing people. And my goodness, the Bratstop, this place is like maybe 8 to 9 times bigger than I'd realized.
I went for a tour in the back. There's like a whole banquet hall and stuff
keeps going.
Back there.
It just keeps going.
Did you see all the arcade games?
I didn't
and
see
the pinball machine?
I see the arcade games over there, but no, I went from over where our left is.
There's
and like
pinball.
Back behind there. They're setting up for, like, weddings and
there's
stuff.
NBA Jam over here.
Is there NBA Jam?
He's
there's an upstairs.
Up.
I don't even know what's up there.
The GOAT pinball machine is over there.
Guys are up
Adam's
there.
Family is over there. If anybody wants to play
pinball?
Some Adam's Family.
My friends had one at their house.
That's number one on the depth chart.
I would say Whirlwind and Funhouse would be.
Funhouse is great. I put Funhouse up there.
How did you know?
Ride the Comet.
Yeah. Yep. But the, I mean, look, we're on a stage, which I'm told that the acoustics are great here for live music.
You've never played here?
I've never played here. I've never seen a band here. But look, what's I mean, look how much crowd you could put up there.
I opened for Lauryn Hill here, and
there
let me
we
tell
go.
You, the acoustics were amazing. And then everyone waited for her until like 2 a.m., and they were like, we're going to go home.
You know it's hot. Just don't forget what you got.
That's right.
Looking back.
I love the disco
ball. I can imagine the acoustics are tremendous.
Yeah.
Because you also
like
have the V-shaped, you know, the ceiling where, yeah, you don't have, like, the hockey ceiling bouncing everything around.
That's
also
why
I like the lights.
And when we get everybody here to sing Bear Down Chicago Bears at about, what are we doing, 340? 440?
Is that what we planned on?
No,
polka band doing The Bears Still Suck.
Oh, God. Yeah,
fly,
I mean,
Eagles fly.
Either one would sound good.
The
in
Eagles
this,
look
in this
very scary right now.
It'd be equally well received.
Oh yeah,
by people.
I have a stat to make you not as jealous of people.
Okay.
I meant to bring this up earlier in our four-hour program, but somehow I didn't do that.
Well, transition still allows for you to do stuff like that.
Still counts as radio time.
Yes. There's one thing we seemingly forgot because it's the start of a season, relatively speaking. We forgot about all the ways Cliff Kingsbury's teams ended their seasons.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about that in the pre-show a little bit because Jaden Daniels over the last month, not so good.
Well, and that was quite the egg they laid last night.
Yeah.
And if you look at not only Texas Tech, but Arizona, 2021 started out 7-0, rest of the year 3-5. 2020, 5-2, rest of the year 3-6. 2019, 3-3-1, rest of the year 2-7. At Tech, 2018 is last season. They're 5-2, rest of the year 0-5. Now, I'm not here to diss on Cliff Kingsbury necessarily. I think he deserved the chance that he's gotten. But if you have a little bit of bitterness about him not being with the Bears, check out what happens, you know, in this last slate of games here.
It's what I've been trying for the last couple of years to tell people. Being a quarterback is difficult. Being a rookie quarterback is difficult. The stuff that you saw last year with C.J. Stroud was outlier bleep. And if you need any proof, look at C.J. Stroud
this year.
It's outlier bleep. And I think that and it's so funny because Speaks and I are going to spend some time talking about this on the show today. I think that it allowed for people to go beyond with their expectations. And the people who are most guilty of that, The Chicago Bears.
Yeah, Ryan
Poles. Let me add something to that to even burnish that argument a little bit. It isn't just C.J. Stroud. It's going back to the scouting reports that mentioned Patrick Mahomes. That's a unicorn. That's a unicorn.
100%.
It reminds me of the people saying that Trae Young was just like Steph Curry.
Right.
Like, no, he might be good, but let's ease off on that, understanding how special a unique individual in a unique situation.
Well, not only is Patrick Mahomes a unicorn, but he did sit for a year with a really good vet. And he's coached by one of the greatest of all time, who like magically and beautifully fused the air raid and the West Coast.
And had a second chance.
The thing is, and Speaks, you could probably speak to this. Like what Dan's talking about, like when we take Trae Young, it's okay that for someone to go, I see the influence of Patrick Mahomes and Caleb Williams, or I see the influence of Steph Curry in Trae Young. Guess what? Adam Levine was influenced by Prince. That doesn't make him Prince. There are tons of musicians who have been influenced, and you can hear. You can be like, there's that Bowie influence.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Doesn't make you David Bowie.
Yeah, I was playing for Ray. There's a Ray had never heard the Sacred Souls. I was playing that, and I said, don't you hear a little bit of Marvin Gaye in this? And I said, it's not Marvin Gaye,
right?
But you can clearly hear that band cared deeply about the soul music from the late 60s and early 70s.
And it's like in the scouting world, we this is what I want to eventually, like this is my crusade that I eventually want to see cleaned up. I think whenever people like us ask people that are in the scouting world for comps, they will kind of haphazardly throw a name out.
Yeah.
And they're not careful with explaining that this is partially what I see, and this is where. And then people go, oh, my God, they said Patrick Mahomes. The Bears are getting a Patrick Mahomes type. Now, you may end up with a guy who has Patrick Mahomes-like tendencies. That could happen. But I think that the expectation level just got ratcheted up so high.
That's why I like how Fangraphs does it. Where Fangraphs will say, if he reaches his 99th percentile, statistically he could resemble this person. The likelihood is right around here, right around 50, and this is who he's going to resemble.
But think about even the comps that Anthony Edwards was drawing during the playoffs.
Which were ridiculous.
You can dunk with the athleticism of Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you are not Michael Jordan.
No, and there are some aspects to it. There are certain shots, just like Jason Tatum looks like Kobe Bryant sometimes.
Yeah, you right. Know, yeah. By the way, I wish to hell that Anthony Edwards did not shoot as many threes as he does, because his magic is in the in-between and in the attacking. It's the wrong time. If he were 20 years ago, it'd be so much more fun. I'm still struggling. People thought Adam Levine was going to be Prince?
No, I'm just saying that is on his list. Like, he is an actual Prince disciple. Like, Prince actually worked with Adam Levine. But that doesn't mean that even if you've been touched by one of the gods, doesn't make you a god.
It goes back to art history. When you learn about all the Caravaggisti that tried to be Caravaggio.
I haven't tried that. Is it good here?
They bring it with the Merck cheese, and there was only dip it into that.
Oh,
and then,
man. Anything in that Merck cheese, all right?
Can I get a Caravaggisti? Can I get a ruling
That's
on something?
Anita Ruling, hold on. Let me get her. Anita Ruling comes in, the flowing robes, the grace. She's beautiful.
Yes.
Hello, Anita. Yes, what do you need, sir?
I need to know, you were the guy that told me that Paul Simon's song Mother and Child Reunion was based on a Chinese dish where he saw egg with chicken.
Yes, chicken fried rice, essentially. It was chicken foo young, something like
and
that.
And so, and that's where he came up with Mother and Child Reunion. And how did you ask the question about dipping cheese curds in Merck's cheese?
If I dip cheese curds in cheese, is it cannibalism?
I don't believe so. I think it's genius is now, what it is.
I think chefs call it like cheese two ways now or something like that.
Oh,
also,
sure.
Like scrambled egg and fried rice with chicken is elite. But I think it would inspire a whole Paul Young song.
By kosher rules,
Paul Young did every time you go away, take a piece of meat with
meat
you.
With milk.
Take a piece of meat with you. Excuse me.
Piece of meat
every time
milk.
You go away, take a piece of meat with you.
Are we allowed now? Is it allowed, even though that he is one of the gods, is it okay for us to be like, hey, Paul Simon, what were you doing over there? Because it seems like
in Africa
he had a real Christopher Columbus.
It wasn't
thing.
Just Africa.
Oh, man. He went
South
to,
America.
Yeah,
he went
to everywhere.
Brazil too. His helicopter lands.
Guys, I never
he records
Romeo.
All the music and he throws a couple of dollars
man.
Around and he goes back to Brooklyn and he mixes like, everything.
Guys, I have discovered some things.
Well,
I have discovered some things.
They but make only you.
Me and Julio.
But he
we
employed
discovered them.
He employed them and paid them.
Oh,
and they got session yeah. rates at the very least. I don't think they got points on Graceland.
You go to,
but at least they got session rates.
No,
I don't think Ladysmith Black Mambazo was complaining.
If you go to one of his houses, members of that band are cleaning his pool.
Oh, stop
well,
yourself.
Let's hope not. But yes, I think that we should probably take a look. And just be like,
I would,
what were you doing over right, there?
Well, I get offended because I think he is America's greatest living songwriter. I think it's him,
yeah.
and I think it's Bob Dylan, and I think it's Stevie Wonder. But I would take Paul Simon.
I would take Stevie. Wait,
okay, so where
as
are you
as a songwriter?
On,
the musician, it's Stevie,
would,
no
I
doubt.
I would take him as a songwriter. Where are you
on, songwriter, I'll take
Peter
Paul.
Gabriel and Yusef Endur.
I saw Yusef Endur opened for Peter
as
Gabriel.
Did I.
On the SO Tour.
I saw him at the Rosemont Horizon.
By the way. Dan,
not Yusuf. I was confused again.
Yusuf Nurkic.
Again,
I said
I'm confusing Yusuf Endur with
that brother Nurkic.
No.
Hold on, Sky Point for the opportunity to cross-reference Yusuf Nurkic and Yusuf Endur.
Well,
I mean, there are very few jobs in life where that kind of comes in handy.
I have to stop mixing them up. If I have to.
You remember? You were here when I looked at the. I promoted Mark Schanowski from Comcast Sportsnet, but I saw CSN. Mark Schanowski from Crosby, Stills, and Nash has joined us. It just came out of my mouth, and you're like, oh.
You did not.
I absolutely
yes,
did. 100%.
What?
People
and
didn't realize.
And I thought from Star Wars. And,
right, yeah, exactly. But Mark Schanowski, people don't know, was great in Crosby,
right.
Stills, and Nash.
That's
why
it's amazing.
Funny.
Unlike Chewbacca. He really didn't have a good stint with them.
By the way, have you had the Kringles? Somebody
no.
brought you three Kringles, and mm-hmm. you're sending me home with a Kringle. You asked if I wanted one. And I immediately had the reaction. It's like the Louis C.K. bit. I know he's a problem, but the bits are good. About Cinnabon. You like, you want a Kringle? And I just put my hand to my face. Yes, I would like a Kringle, please, because they're so freaking delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to devour somewhere between 80 and 100% of it, probably
in the car
on the way home.
Doug the phone would be proud of you.
This is an embarrassment of riches here. We really did.
We got our own Kringles? My God.
Wow.
What
they
is happening?
They have everything up here.
They truly do.
This place, man. These people.
There's a lot of Bears fans here, which makes me happy.
Yeah, there are. Represent.
You see what your guy Keith from Shorewood brought me?
Liquor?
Oh
good.
Once upon a time, there was an engineer.
Mm-hmm. Keith from Shorewood
was
says,
his name.
So how about Packers fans? Packers fans, you can represent too. It's all right. Very few. You know what we can all gather around together and do together?
What's that?
Packers fans and Bears fans. We can all laugh at Aaron Rodgers on the Jets together.
Yay!
Can't we?
It's very much like the Predator handshake where Bears fans walk in and Packers fans walk in and they go, you son of a bitch. And we all dap up because Aaron Rodgers is terrible. And we get to watch him fail
yeah.
and flail at the same time.
I thought you were going to say it's like the end of Alien versus Predator where the one gives the other like the battle mark. Yeah.
That's Sanaa.
But
that is Sanaa. Yeah.
Bears fans.
Isn't that a meme? The whole.
No.
Yeah, that's what I told.
So what did we gotta do that?
Yes, that's
you
right.
Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. What's the matter? The CIA got you pushing too many pencils.
He's still never seen that movie,
I
by
have
the
not.
Way.
I haven't
what?
Either.
I've never seen Predator.
You've never seen Predator?
You know I don't watch a lot of movies.
Layla, we have to watch Predator.
It's my dad's favorite movie of all time.
Is it really?
It explains a
Are
lot,
Are you serious?
Really?
It was that and My Dinner with Andre.
I adore
right?
your dad.
What's your favorite Predator? It's awesome.
Well, Bears fans, next time you're near a Packer fan, and if you're hating each other and you're near blows, just say, hey, you see Aaron Rodgers crap the bed the other night? Yeah, I did too. Yeah, man.
And then you guys have a beer. easier together. Yeah. Like, that's the way that it probably that's, should be because exactly you're probably right. related. It's fine.
Guess what song is stuck in my head this whole time? Call Me Al.
Rally House. Rally House.
Dan won't stop singing Rally House.
Well, that's good. The two of us are going to be at Rally House in Wrigleyville tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m.
Two of you.
Should we do like an exclusive variety show?
I like sleeping in my bed.
And now, here's Lawrence Holt. You know what I watched like because it was on? Because I'll watch that movie a million times no matter how or when.
Predator?
It's Casino.
Oh, I love Casino.
And the part of the movie where they're like, let's keep it quiet for a little bit. And they're like, and now it's time for the show. The Aces High.
With Sam Rothstein.
Sam Rothstein dancers.
Yes. I told him to keep it quiet.
He should have stayed in food and beverage.
Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should do some episode of Aces High.
I'd be down with that.
You know, challenge a casino Aces gaming board
high.
Or two.
Ace is high. It's the same.
He just can't stop singing.
He was doing it with the word Ace struggle bus, high. Too.
Well, now it's like Barracuda or whatever. What do you usually sing? What's the
Aqualung.
Aqualung. Yeah, that's what
Aqualung.
This is now his new Aqualung.
Well,
thing.
It's Friday at 2:15. Somebody needs to unplug the Bernstein.
No, he's got to drive me and Ray home.
Oh, boy, don't unplug him yet then.
Yeah. Where I was yelling at Ray to stay in the car as I was running into it from the street.
Love that you guys all rode up together. That's lovely. That's lovely show bonding.
We brought our friend.
He's back.
Toast man. First trip across the border.
Well, I told him about some midlife crises I might have.
He did say today that he's hoping that the Bears can make history this week. They want to change history by not losing to the Packers like they have consecutively the last 10 times that they've played.
I saw some numbers today. Was reminded, first of all, 10 in a row. That's bad, right? 10 in a row.
Yeah, I don't think it's good.
And then 25 of the last 30, including the postseason.
Is that good? Or
That's not good. And then how about this? Since Brett Favre debuted.
Favre?
15 and 50. The Bears are 15 and 50 against the Packers since Brett Favre debuted.
But I was told it means more.
It does mean more.
It does mean more, but they haven't figured out how to make it mean more as far as wins.
Yeah, they haven't been able to win, but
they care more about it, or at least they say they care more about it.
I'm going to be at the in-laws on Sunday.
Oh,
and like,
I heard about this.
My mother-in-law, who grew up on the Oneida, near the Oneida Reservation in Green Bay, hardcore Packers fan, and then my brother-in-law, hardcore Meatball Bears fan. They come to a near fist fight every single freaking time. And I love being in the middle of it because doing what we do, it's like it's nice to get back into the heat of these things. Like Packers, Bears, it does mean more to people here, to people at home, and you hope it means more to some. Jalen Johnson said it did. You heard it in Jalen's comments.
Bowen yesterday.
I was really mocking.
Bowen was great.
How it meant more. What it meant that it did.
I do think it means more. I'm mocking ownership for saying it and not doing anything about it.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's the subtext.
I got you.
I was talking with Cody yesterday, and Cody Westerlin, his cute little baby, he was showing me pictures.
Connor Westerlin.
And he was saying,
Connor.
He was saying that this weekend, I think his wife's out of town, but the in-laws are in town, and they're Packers fans.
Oh, man.
Okay. And so they're going to be, as Cody's working, they're going to be helping him watch young Connor. And they're
going to poison young Connor's mind.
Cheer.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. But that's that's how family dynamics work sometimes.
I mean, it takes a village to raise a child. But
it does.
Got to choose those villagers wisely.
Yes. Or they'll burn down the village. That's sometimes.
I don't want that.
That's sometimes how it works. Here's what we've got planned for the show today. We got a lot going on. Like when Spees and I sat down, we're like, yeah, we don't really have to do a lot today.
We got thoughts, though.
Mark Grody is going to join us with the Bears Report at 5. Olin Krutz is going to be on the show at 4. Our buddy Daniel Van Kirk is going to be on the show. Heavenly Doug.
Afterlife Doug?
Yes.
Either one, yeah.
Brian Bulaga is going to be on the show today. Dan Wiederer, a.k.a. Weeds, is going to be on the show today.
Weeds.
Oh, shout out to Maddie. I love seeing Maddie with you guys.
Oh, that's right. I didn't thank Maddie.
Yeah, you should have thanked Maddie.
And his large adult sons.
I thanked Maddie. It was good to see him.
Maddie. Agreed.
That's my brother in arms right there. But we are going to start off the show talking a little bit about where things went wrong.
Oh, boy, have they ever.
And how they continue to go wrong for your Chicago Bears.
Rally House.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow at Rally House from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m., Layla Rahimi and myself will be at...
Sing it.
Sing it louder.
Rally House. Right. It's got houses and it's rallies.
I need somebody to take Bernstein home. I don't care who it is.
Well, he's going to have to take himself home, but we're going to get our show started after Chris Tannehill's awesome open. That is next here on The Score.